Hello everyone, it's Dr. Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Let's talk about elderly spouses as caregivers. Elderly spouses as caregivers have increased over the past decade. People are living longer. During my years of working in the acute care setting, many of the elderly patients under my care had elderly spouses and no immediate family. I never considered the amount of trouble or situation until my second look and the calls I have now received about the care and concern of our elderly. I'm sharing this information with you because we all need to look around us and have a conversation with our elderly loved ones. I believe it is essential to share knowledge with others. That's because I'm a social change agent, and this is important to me. Yesterday, I received a call from one of my sorors living in Arkansas. I met her at our regional conference in Baton Rouge. This sheds light on the importance of networking. We sat together and shared our passions dedicated towards service for humanity, our sorority signature purpose. The conversation went something like this. An elderly person in their home is being cared for by her elderly husband after a hospitalization. The elderly spouse has health challenges herself. Neither one of them have children and no immediate family. What an unsettling spot to be in, right? However, those who are without immediate family probably never thought about making a plan as they aged. Now they find themselves in this dilemma. So here we are, and what do we do? The good intentions of loving spouses are often ill-equipped to care for their soulmate, and this is a dangerous and safety concern. If they cannot perform the most basic needs of cooking, feeding, turning, and helping with toileting needs, this is a troubling circumstance. While the desire might be there, the ability is not. Who becomes the likely source of care and support in this situation? Whom would they trust? Whom should they trust? This starts a conversation of preparing as we age our concerns that we may need or have as we get older. There's many agencies that can help support situations like this, but they can be costly. Many will depend on friends, neighbors, church members, usually considered informal caregivers, but this is often a short-term fix. This could be a good or bad situation because consistency and commitment may not be there. An executor may help, someone assigned to take care of many tasks and duties. That can be costly as well, but it also requires a conversation way before you're aged. So this is a concern as well. It is especially important to get all the communication needed out as you're aging. As your proactive caregiver advocate, the topic of elder spouses should shine a light on the importance of a conversation on health, wellness, aftercare, and even end of life. Something to think about. Be safe, be well, and bye for now.